It's not just stormy weather, it's deadly. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We lost one in a vehicle accident in western Kentucky, and I believe we've lost one housing insecure individual in Louisville.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. There have also been storm deaths in Oregon, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska. And the snowy conditions from the northwest to the northeast have canceled nearly 3,700 flights. The airport in Seattle is now closed, and it's frigid. Wind chill warnings from Montana to Alabama.
It's 8 below zero in Chicago. Wind chills at 33 below, with winds gusting at over 40 miles per hour.
Oh my gosh. I mean, like, it's the kind of cold that, like, hurts your face.
The storm contributing to crashes and spinouts across the region.
In snow, you can find yourself in a ditch or worse, against the wall.
Indiana State Police Sergeant Glenn Fifield, the National Guard, is mobilized there. And as rain turns to ice across parts of the Northeast.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. There are also more than a million power outages nationwide. President Biden has just signed the National Defense Authorization Act, which will fund the Pentagon, giving troops pay raises. And it gets rid of the military's COVID vaccine mandate. There's another bill that pays for all that and non-defense spending called the Omnibus, worth $1.7 trillion. The House is expected today to join the Senate passing it, though many Republicans think it's too big and will vote no. On top of that, Congressman Steve Scalise tells Fox,
this omnibus that's coming up today actually makes it harder to secure our border. No new funding for our Border Patrol agents.
Retailers hope we do a lot of shopping these last 2 days before Christmas, because last month, which included Black Friday and Cyber Monday, consumer spending rose just 0.1%. And
the latest readings indicate inflation was still a problem in November, though down from the red hot levels of earlier in the year. The core PCE reading, inflation excluding food and energy, was up 4.7% in the year ending in November.
That's Ginny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Trump is again calling a Democrat-led House committee investigation into last year's Capitol riot a witch hunt. He also has posted on social media this morning his continued election fraud claim, alleging that the government changed the results in Joe Biden's favor. Now, the committee, in its final report, days after recommending Trump be charged criminally, alleged that he tried more than 200 times to get states to change election results.
The House panel released its 845-page report late Thursday after interviewing more than 1,000 witnesses. Those witnesses included law enforcement, some of Trump's closest aides, and some of the rioters. The report says the cause behind the violence was one man, Donald Trump. And it says the then president put pressure on officials and Vice President Mike Pence to game the system or break the law to overturn the election.
Fox's Jill Nato. A Republican congressman-elect is under a lot of scrutiny, accused of lying about his past over and over.
With less than 2 weeks until New York's George Santos is scheduled to be sworn into Congress, a recent New York Times article claims he misrepresented his education and employment history. Santos has not made any public appearances since the article was published, but on his Twitter account, Santos says he has his story to tell and will do it next week, saying he wants to assure everyone that he will address their questions and remains committed to deliver results. Santos is the first openly gay non-incumbent Republican and first Brazilian-American elected to Congress. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Arizona's backing down in a border standoff with the Biden administration, agreeing to settle a lawsuit over a makeshift wall of shipping containers Republican Governor Doug Ducey put up to keep migrants from crossing illegally. He has agreed to have them removed. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 22 points. The NASDAQ is losing about 30. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.